Joseph hears the message of God three times in a dream in this short reading. Joseph, in his dreams, probably experienced other things besides messages of God's angel. And so it would have been understandable, certainly, if he were to think of those messages or decide that they were just figments of his imagination, that they were expressions of his subconscious, as we would put it. But he recognized the voice of God. He recognized God speaking to him through the angel in his dreams. And he acted upon God's message, God's word. Joseph hears the word of God and acts on it. Joseph, in a way, is positioned between God and his family. Joseph hears the word of God, and he acts on it on behalf of his family. In our culture, family and family values are seemingly, at least in some ways, under attack, being diminished. And we think of those, and we think of our family as the nuclear family, as husband, wife, and children. And we are right to do so, because that's the essential element of every family, every natural family. And our society would do well to honor and to respect and to strengthen the families in our culture and relationships between fathers and mothers and children and husbands and wives. But family can also mean more than that. It can certainly be extended to refer to more distant family, uncles and cousins and so forth, and can also be somewhat metaphorically applied to different kinds of families. I live in a religious family of Dominican friars. We can have non-blood relations who we consider family. We can have work families, and friends who are like family. And in all of those families, in our relationships with the people that we're close to, and the people that we encounter frequently and are dealing with daily. In all of those families, we are invited to be like Joseph, to hear the word of God, to be attentive to the word of God that's not always easy to discern. Not always easy to recognize how God is speaking to us. And certainly there are ways in which God speaks to all of us, the scriptures and the church. When we hear those messages and they inform the way that we act on behalf of our families, the way that we treat the members of our families. But like Joseph, God also speaks to us in specific ways, in ways that are intended for us and for our situations. And it's not always easy to recognize that. It's not always easy to recognize the movement of the Spirit, the way in which God speaks to us, and the way in which God tells us how we are to act in our families, how we are to act with respect to the members of our families, how we are to treat them, how we are to make decisions concerning them. And we're invited today, as we reflect on this gospel, to be attentive to the Word of God, to be people of prayer who learn to recognize the ways that God speaks to us. God spoke to Joseph through an angel in his dreams. And it couldn't have been a simple thing for him to recognize that. And God speaks to us also in ways that may not be easy to recognize. And we need to learn from Joseph and through his intercession to be attentive to the Word of God, so that the way that we treat one another, the way that especially that we treat the members of our families and the people that we're dealing with all the time and that we are in close relationship with, is informed by the Word of God, by the Spirit of God. Joseph heard God's message and he acted on it, and it informed the way that he treated his wife, Mary, and his foster son, Jesus. And it informed the decisions that he made in order to protect them, in order to lead them, in order to act for their best interest. And we ask Joseph, we ask his intercession for us so that we can do the same, so that we can hear the Word of God, that we can recognize God speaking to us, both in the scriptures, in the church, in the ways that God is speaking to all of us, but also in the ways that God's Spirit addresses us individually and personally, so as to guide our lives in accordance with His love. And so that we live out our family life, whatever that looks like, and in perhaps the different families, quote-unquote, in which we live, that all of that may proceed from the Word of God, from the ways in which God's message is communicated to us. We pray that we may be people of prayer who hear God speaking and are directed according to His love.